Welcome to another episode of Veronica's Gymkhana. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, are the best people on the planet, Anonymous Alex and Jenna. How are y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this week, we watched, I guess I'm going to call it a Saddle Club movie. It was like a Saddle Club super mega event. So, obviously, the only person that we could bring to watch Saddle Club with us, we've talked about this person about a million times. It's the only person I've ever seen actually Roman ride horses in front of me. But we brought Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I know that we've mentioned you on the podcast before, but why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself?
Right. Hi, I'm Veronica. I have been a circus performing trick rider for about a decade now. For quite a while. This is how I met Alex. I was servicing the area, teaching people how to trick ride and Roman ride and do awesome stuff like that, and then performing in the area and doing camps and clinics and lessons. So I'm a horse girl. It's what I do. It's who I am. Just got back from the barn, smelling fresh.
So we started this Horse Girl podcast in order to teach me how to do it. And then I went up and watched Veronica perform, and I realized that I will never be that cool in my life.
Yeah, Roman riding is great. That's where you stand on two horses, one foot on each horse. So you got to see me at the holiday show of the Dancing Horses Theater in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
And it was amazing.
Check it out. It was also the world's tallest elf.
No, it was amazing. It was an amazing show, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yay, I'm glad.
So, this Saddle Club thing that we watched.
Yes.
So, I had not seen the Saddle Club TV show or been exposed to it yet. I have some opinions, but we'll save them for later. Who wants to recap what happened in what we watched?
I can start.
Okay.
I invite everyone to chime in. So, The Saddle Club is a book series that I did not read. That I did not watch. But this particular movie, I owned. Therefore, I watched it probably 100 times. So here we are, down under in Australia. We have our friends Stevie, Carol, and Lisa riding at Pine Hollow, and they're just in their equestrian journey, taking lessons, and then Veronica D'Angelo, the mean girl of the barn, is also there with her sidekick, Kirsty.
It was like they took three books, so I'm assuming they just kind of mushed three episodes of the TV show together, because there was like three different storylines, most of which we'd seen in the books.
Mm-hmm.
There was Carol was going to be a vet.
Be a vet, and then you immediately got introduced to the family trauma of her mom.
Yeah, Kat. Yeah.
Sensitive subject. We got some Hard Knocks stuff going on here. And yep, she was gonna go become a vet assistant because her mom was a vet. She had her first day on the job. She thought it was really rough, and she wanted to quit.
I don't even remember if that was the first story or if that was the last story,
but it was one of them because it started with the most traumatic story. Because do you guys remember how that day ends?
Yeah, Cobalt
ends with the death of a horse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
I don't know if it was the very first day she was a vet assistant, but it was the first arc.
I thought you were going to say that the day ended with Carol getting sent a Kermit candle from one of the other Saddle Club members. Yeah, there was that, right? And Cobalt died because Veronica killed him.
Because Sam challenged her to a jump off.
That's right.
And she died way too fast.
She super wasn't.
She super wasn't.
Stevie had a friend who came back at the end, and then it wasn't a friend when Samson was being born. Because Delilah was pregnant.
Yes, that was, yeah, that was the end.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the stuff that happened in the middle.
The older girls, Veronica and Kirsty, were crushing on...
Oh, yeah, the band kid.
The barn help, Red, who they normally crush on, and then he friend come, and they were crushing on him, which was a little creepy.
Yeah.
With the age things going on, and... They're like, I like the comment, what are they, 12? And he's like, so you got it or you don't? Like,
don't.
At the end of it, he starts trying to hit on the 30-year-old.
Yeah.
So there was just ages were all over the place here.
And then the young girls were like, oh, dang.
That's pathetic. Oh, is it?
And then they gave advice to the younger kid that was crushing on Stevie.
Who yeah. was, in fact.
Philip
D. Keating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Stevie Lake's boyfriend.
And then there was the whole Lisa thing in the middle where they were poisoning the horse. Except oh, yeah. when Veronica would ride it.
Yes.
Hemlock, yeah.
After Cobalt died, Veronica wanted to ride Prancer in the lessons. And Lisa normally rode Patch, but the instructor... What's his name again? Why am I blanking?
Max.
Max.
Yeah. So Max was like, no, Lisa's going to ride Prancer. And then Prancer would have a tummy ache from some poisonous plant that they would trail ride and eat after. And then Veronica was sneaking Prancer oats to make her run faster. And they caught her in that act. So they just kind of figured out why Prancer was, you know, on the verge of colic every time that Lisa would ride her. And why she'd be energetic when Veronica would ride her.
I feel like I'm leaving one out now. There was a story arc somewhere in there that I'm sure I've forgotten. But we watched this, and we also watched the first episode of the TV mm-hmm. show. And it ended up with me just looking at Jenna a lot and Jenna just yelling at me. It's all we had. It's all we had to watch at the time.
I was trying to explain to him that if you wanted Horse Girl Media, you had to watch this or Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron, and that's it.
Yeah.
Everything else was old.
Mm-hmm. Or not for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hidalgo, and then my mom and I... hardcore bonded over Seabiscuit, but that's like a 3.5 hour hardcore movie. That it's like you can't just pop that in. You gotta like, I'm ready for Seabiscuit. Like settle into that and plan for that.
We just watched Seabiscuit a few weeks ago. I just saw it for the first time. And then we just watched Hidalgo like what, last week?
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time. This is my first time going through all this stuff. I never watched anything horses when I was younger. So I don't think I've graduated to the level of Horse Girl yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
And Spirit, make me tired because the horses are just running the whole movie. And it used to bother me a lot. Like when I was a kid, I'm like, there's no way. Give this animal a break.
This is the same thing that that Alex yelled at the end of 8 seconds about the bull. Just thought it wasn't fair that it was they were making
yeah,
the bull.
Yeah,
because
he did his 8 seconds, and then he's like staying on because he's riding for Lane, and they're like he's doing it for Lane. I'm like, okay, but you're at like 30 seconds now. Like, leave the bull alone. End it.
All right, so you said you watched this like 100 times.
Probably.
Okay. Like as a child, or like.
Yes.
Or the last week.
Yeah, like recently.
Is it 10 years? I've watched it once.
But I'm guessing that means you liked it a lot when you were a kid, right?
No.
Like, my friends and I would make fun of it back then. Like, we'd go out on a trail ride and we'd just be bouncing around like, hello world. And we made fun of it then. I probably made fun of it less last week than I did when I was younger.
I can't wait till the next time me and Alex are in an Uber, because we're just going to break into that song now.
Oh my god.
So did you go, because like you started with eventing and jumping and that kind of stuff, how hard did you go into the impressions? Did you ever do like the fall off the horse and the 30 second roll across the ground?
Yeah. It was funny because when I was younger, I used to ride up to my horse, like my friends on my horse, and I would do an impression of people riding horses in movies, like with war. And I would like ride up to them and kind of like get my hand high, and it would get the horse's head high. And then I would say my thing and then like ride away all rough. And my friends would call me General V. And my nickname at the barn was General V from doing impressions like that. We're like, they don't just ask the horse to halt, they have to do this like side passing speech and then gallivant away, like back towards the other people, like, you know, 50 yards that way, but they have to run towards them. But the saddle club, like, the if you ride and you ride English well, you would know that it's not great. Not great. And when I was watching it the other day, I thought it was hilarious just thinking that who else watched that lesson and you're like, he's not teaching. He's just, Max was like, good, Veronica. All right, Sam. That's pretty good, isn't it?
There was one jump in particular where Veronica goes in so deep to the base of the fence that Cobalt has to basically jump straight up and over, and he's like, good, good.
Something I used to notice as a kid, and I pointed it out the other day, is that when Cobalt's falling to his death,
yeah,
they zoom in on his, like, I can't remember exactly which one it is, but they zoom in on one of his legs, and then after he gets up, he's holding the other one up.
Oh, no. I didn't even notice that. It's
super fast early onset loading limb laminitis is what happened. That's my official diagnosis.
I did notice that they did zoom in with Veronica there, and I was like, oh, they should have edited that better, because it looks like she just laid down right next to a horse. And I was like, oh, I'm not buying any of this. But you know, like, if we go see, well, nope, not if, when we go see Veronica again, that's all we're going to do every time any trick happens. We're just going to be like, good Veronica, the entire time.
Slow down, Veronica.
What are you trying to do?
That's what you get for being named after one of the people from Saddle Club. And of course it had to be the villain. You know?
Named after this girl in the teen book.
I was thinking about that actually when we were in New Orleans. There was, in one of the books we read, there was Lori Carmichael, who was the evil horse girl, the evil rich horse girl. But then she turned to the good side. And then I was like, you know what you get when you take an evil horse girl and turn her good? You get Shannon. Like, that's exactly what I think. That's Shannon's backstory. She was just evil horse girl that turned good.
I don't know why you're putting this juju on her. What did she do to you?
This is what I get from listening to her for an entire weekend. She was evil horse girl that turned good. She's the Lori Carmichael of our group. This is what I've decided.
Or Shannon.
Yeah.
What did she do that made you think she was evil horse girl? Because, like, we did play a lot of escape rooms. Like, we got, there was some dicey moments for sure.
No, I decided that if Shannon didn't like us, it would be a very different experience hanging out with Shannon.
I would think that would be the same with anybody who didn't like us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would get to me worse if Shannon didn't like me.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have to have a jump off with her.
Mm. You would have to challenge her to a jump off.
I would. I would get curb stomped in that event. Like, I know that going into it.
I would label this intimidation, and I would say good for Shannon.
I really want this jump off to happen now.
I know, I'm like, Tim, you have to challenge her now.
Oh, it would be so bad. It would be so, so bad.
A horseless jump off. A hobby horse, hobby stick horse.
I would just be complaining to myself that I'm going too fast the whole time while I'm...
We'll make sure
it's not a race.
We'll make sure the pets have lots of those drugs.
I think I could take Shannon on hobby horses, though. I bet. On real horses, I don't stand a chance. Hobby horses at least have a
shot.
I don't think so. I think she still got you.
Maybe.
I've seen you walk upstairs.
Yeah, well.
And down.
That ended real bad for me last time.
Real bad.
Did you guys also used to jump on your feet like hobby horses growing up as a horse girl?
Yeah. We've already admitted to this on this show.
There's a lot of things we're not proud of.
Yeah.
That was so painful for y'all to admit. It made me really happy.
Listen, my friend and I used to have our dads make us like jumps, like jump standards. And we would make courses and like count our strides and stuff. And then I went to high school and I tried to do high jump, but like I couldn't like do the back bend. So I would just jump on like a horse.
I can't laugh at you. You saw when I tried to learn how to do a backflip. So I can't make fun of you for this.
We have that epic video of 5 or 6 people running across the arena doing a front handspring, and nobody recovered from that.
Oh, no.
No.
You hear a lot of thuds.
Veronica was teaching us more circus tricks, but this one was like, this was after the clinic was done. We were just screwing around, and you had Jen with you as well for that clinic, who was also another trick rider that we met. And Jen was trying to teach me how to like just like do like a bend over, like just go backwards, go onto your hands, and then like flip. And she goes, "I'll catch you." So I basically just slowly laid down in her arms, and she was holding me like a child. And she's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I don't know."
The clinic was over. You can't get the right, you know, instruction after that. Like, that's what you get for free 99.
We were working on a strictly Facebook video for likes type system at that point. I think that was the same time we were trying those front handsprings or whatever the hell it was.
Heck yeah.
It was bad.
Good slow-mos from that day.
Mm-hmm.
Quality.
I have questions. You teach clinics.
Yeah.
What do you teach at the clinics? Do you teach crazy circus stuff or just normal horse riding stuff?
Crazy stuff. Not normal. Yeah. Alex has attended both the jousting clinic we did last year, which covered stunt falling, sword fighting on the ground and mounted. And then we covered like lance work to get the rings, which would prepare you to joust at someone passing. And then at the clinics, in the camps. I'm teaching Roman riding, like vaulting, but the circus version, which we call Rosenbach riding, and then trick riding, but in the circus ring with the European saddle. So that's called Cossack riding. And then working the horse on the ground and using body language is called liberty work.
That sounds incredibly difficult. Try like the idea of teaching somebody stuff like that, just like it's sort of mind-blowing to me because it seems so like other level,
Yeah,
you know?
I like teaching.
Yeah.
So, like, I was teaching regular riding before I did performing and stuff like that. And I noticed that some performers who are fantastic performers aren't the greatest, nor do they have like a passion for teaching. So, teaching is its own special thing, but it's amazing what I like what you can get someone to do on the first
Yeah.
round. And what I love about it is people coming in not knowing what to expect or having low expectations. And two of the questions I usually ask when we're done with a session is, did you have fun? And did you do more than you thought you would? And 99% of the time, people say yes. And if 1% of the time, it's just like an a-hole kid that's like, nah, backflip. I'm like, well, I don't have insurance for that, dude. Like,
anyways, those clinics are great, and I'm still upset that I couldn't joust because of my stupid broken hand.
Oh no.
I couldn't do the lance good, but I did get to do it on pickles, so.
Yes. I was like, wait, you did it on pickles.
What is pickles? Is pickles a horse or is pickles like a game that y'all play with lances?
Pickles is a meal.
Oh, okay.
And he's small. A mule. He's rideable mule, but preferably children.
Was very scared about breaking him.
You can't, he'll break you first.
I hope so.
I have watched him drag a whole ass grown man through a parking lot. He's strong. He's super strong, stronger than the horses. But yeah, you did joust on pickles once.
Was great.
Think my favorite memory was from a previous clinic. We were working with Shannon and her horse, and then we just recorded that weird clip at the end with Shannon dangling off the back of her horse like a dead body, you walking past the camera going, "Welcome to trick riding." And it made for great promotional footage.
That's what gets the people going.
Truly does.
Hits them right here.
They're like, I want to do that. She's like,
Because we were just trying to desensitize Mesa to people flopping on his ass.
so Shannon dead bugged it completely.
I forgot that we recorded the video, though.
Welcome to trick riding.
So many good ones. There's a lot of good ones with Jen too. Don't crash into the mounting block.
Oh my gosh.
Spoilers, we immediately crashed into
Voice
the
right now. Oh! Yeah, my friend who used to trick ride on a team with me wasn't part of my company, but when she could, she would come meet me at these clinics to help out and just enjoy the social atmosphere, especially when Alex and Shannon are there. It's great. It doesn't feel like work. Jen is an awesome person, great energy, super goofy, and we all feed off of each other so much. So we're trying some tricks, and she's lunging my horse for me. And I'm like, all right, everything's good. Just don't run me in. All you got to do is hold him, and then don't run me into that mounting block. And I'm in the trick and basically go like soaring over the mounting block. Like kind of like went jumped around it, and then I was like next to the rail, did the one thing I asked.
Oh no.
On accident, but yeah, good times. Everybody signs a waiver, it's okay. But opinions.
They're not good. They're not good. That was a it was a struggle to get through that one. And then especially being an adult human, I'm like, this is so awkward. This
What do you mean you
is
don't like low budget childhood acting?
Yeah, I just
I want to know if the person behind the camera had ever seen a TV show before.
yeah, there was some weird camera shots there with Tina and Stevie. I'm like, why are we in their face?
What? No, not even in their face. Why is the bar in their face and we're behind the bar? I love it because I was a child and it's all we had, man. It's all we had.
I can't believe they showed actual footage of a birth of a foal. That
Yeah.
was
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at that too.
very cool but surprising.
They didn't. They were like
Well,
almost went to grab the phone and then it was there. So almost.
I mean they still showed the foal coming out,
Yeah.
which was like
They showed that
shocking.
placenta bursting, and I was like, oh,
Yeah.
never need to see that again. Thank you.
Yeah. I was looking for the fairy fingers. Is that what they're called? Fairy feathers? What are they
Fairy
called?
hooves.
Fairy hooves? I don't
Sure, fairy
remember.
feathers works. Yeah.
And I was thinking about Alpha Alex the entire time.
Yeah, we horrified somebody. We told her about those rubbery fairy hooves on the horse, and she Googled it and she's like Eldritch horror, and she just
Yeah.
stared to the middle distance for like half an
And
hour.
now every time you mention it, she goes,
Yeah. They are really unsettling.
Think they're cool.
It's so the mother doesn't get,
Yeah. So, like, I get that they serve a good purpose. That doesn't make them less creepy to look at, though.
This is true.
Yeah. And then, like, I think we saw some pictures of them when they were like about to fall off or whatever. And I'm like, oh, it's worse. Oh, it's worse.
Don't last long, right? Like only
I don't
like,
think so.
yeah, like maybe depending on how fast they walk, a few hours, but yeah, they're as soon as they start walking, they're coming off.
All right, Alex. What do we have for horse news this week?
Well, once again, I found good news, which is way harder than bad news to find as far as horse news goes. I do this when we have a guest because I think I horrified four people in a row before they're
Yeah.
like, you gotta stop. You
Yeah,
gotta stop with
you
the
got to
bad
find the good
news.
news.
Yeah, you got to. So in Ottawa, which is in Canada, they are celebrating a foal being born at the Mattaoki Farm, which is a herd. They basically are representatives that breed the Ojibwe spirit horses, which is the horses that lived in the same forest where the Ojibwe people, which is a First Nations people, used to live. They worked with the ponies and everything. And then in the 70s, there was this massive hunt for them. They declined the population down to less than 200 ponies total. They shipped a bunch to the US, all sorts of problems. But anyway, so they're working on like rebuilding that native population of the Ojibwe spirit horses. And so a new foal was born. And they have like maybe a dozen a year. Like the population is so small that this rebuilding is going super slow. So it's kind of cool that one was born and it's really cute. And they're just a tiny little pony. They're very, very cute. And they have like an extra nose flap to like keep the cold out because they live in the like forests of Canada. It's cool as hell. And this is my news for you.
Okay. Nope. I'm very happy about this news. This is very uplifting.
Me too.
I love it.
This is better than when people hate
Yeah.
it.
It's just
Better than
when
when
you
people
give
hook up a
us.
battery to a horse, thanks, Alex.
Yeah. when you give us bad horse news, it's always like so bad. There's no like middle ground here. It's either like the one good fact or the 200 just terrible, terrible things.
I'm glad I came on a good day.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we've done horse news, this is the part where we do our quiz.
Yeah. So if we're all ready, I've got horse number one.
I'm never ready.
And it is a U.S. Hall of Fame thoroughbred racehorse who is known for being the 13th winner of the American Triple Crown.
American Pharaoh.
I was gonna guess.
I know, I didn't want to say it.
Just go for it.
I was afraid Jenna might actually get mad at me if I guessed that one again.
Every time.
Yeah.
Never going to be American Pharaoh.
Bury it.
For whatever reason, when Zoom broke up, I thought she said Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Like, that was just the way it came through. And so I was that might not be a bad guess. Like, from where I am right now, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, there might be a Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I heard Secretariat. I was like, I'm in for Secretariat. I kind of like Jonathan Taylor Thomas as a guest way more.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. No.
Okay. But.
I'm here.
If I get a horse.
You're going to name it JTT.
Yeah, I'm going to name it JTT.
Okay. That's,
that is going to happen.
Nice.
He's going to have really specific hair.
Ooh, yeah.
Jeremy Jason McColl.
You make it look like Simba.
Simba.
It's JTT, right?
Oh, yeah, it was. I was wondering what the connection was. Yeah. Like, you have to just walk up to the horse and do the thumb thing. That's what I would do. I'd just lick my thumb and just go up and be like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, right across its forehead. And then just
see, I went a different direction. I was like, yeah, of course it's JTT. But then I immediately went like, wait, do you have to give it a fake mane, but like just around the head? Yeah, and that was my...
But do you do it at the head or the base of the neck?
See, ooh, I don't know.
You kind of have to go down the base of the neck, right?
Full neck mane.
Like 10 tutus. A whole neck mane is the only thing that makes sense to me right now, actually.
I'm going to be purchasing 10 tutus off of Amazon tonight.
Poor pony.
For pony. Yeah, so like, she wants to be a lion.
She would make a great lion.
He is ferocious.
Mm-hmm.
This is the horse that won the 13th Triple Crown, right?
Mm-hmm. The 13th American Triple Crown winner.
Sweet.
Do you have more hints for us?
I do, yeah, if you'd like some.
I would.
He also was the first horse since Apollo in 1882 to win the Kentucky Derby without racing as a 2-year-old. Do you want me to give you the through line on what these horses are?
Is there a through line?
There is.
Okay, yeah.
It is 5 of the past 6 Kentucky Derby winners.
Fuck. Was one of them... There's that... I don't think they were a Derby winner. Never mind.
I
was going to say that Lemonade Stand won.
Holiday Inn. Manor?
What?
No, there was the Manor one. Have they been horses before? Have you possibly reused
them? They've been horses the whole time, Tim.
They stop. Were horses. You know what I meant? For as long as they've been horses.
God damn it, Alex. This is your fault.
It's not the one that you're thinking of that we have already used. I did not use that one. That's why it is 5 of the past 6.
Sunday Silence.
That's not bad. This just sounds guess, like a real horse.
This is a real horse.
That's why it sounds that way.
This was the 2018 Kentucky Derby, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that one.
Alrighty. Go.
Got it.
Justify?
Yep.
I think Veronica got that first for sure.
Well, I may have bent the rules in I got Google ready, but I didn't hit send.
Work in the system.
You're like, are you ready? I'm like, oh. Yeah. We have to be more thorough with the rules next time.
No, I like that. I think whatever you can do to make sure Tim doesn't win is all of us.
Winning. I don't know why you act like that's hard. Like I
fight Tim at every turn.
Have all your tabs open.
All the winners.
Every winner. Are you guys ready for horse number two?
Yes.
All right. Horse number two is an American Thoroughbred racehorse that won the 2022 Kentucky Derby, racing at 80-1 odds.
This is the one where they had the crazy finish, right? Where someone got disqualified?
Oh, we're back to that.
I think so. I think that's why the 80-1 won, is because somebody got disqualified who actually won.
But it was like hours afterwards, right?
Yeah,
testing? Yeah. They tested?
Something like that. I don't really remember.
And then Bob?
Or was it because they like...
got?
Was it
a trainer?
I think it was because they punched a guy in the...
What?
No, I'm making all this up now. I don't know what it was. But that's why I think the 80-1 won. He actually finished second, right? And then... But I could be making that up. That could be the wrong year that I have.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to know.
It was like fish time. But like...
It's not a ska band. It's a racehorse.
T-H-Y-M-E.
That's literally a restaurant down the road.
Every time I learn about a restaurant name around you guys, it gets better.
Really?
Yeah, because the other one I know about is Velvet Taco.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
it's delicious.
Yeah, though. But that's like a all across the United States brand. That's not just here.
Yeah, but it's delicious though.
It is so good.
I am too immature for this.
Literally every time I tell people about, like, this is how I gauge who I am cool with and who I'm not, is when I say that my favorite taco place is Velvet Taco. The people who go nice, or the people who are like, what?
Yeah, I have no idea who the last five.
I have not kept up with thoroughbred racing in recent years.
Sierra Leone.
Are all these questions racehorses?
These are all Kentucky Derby winners.
Oh, but they're all just Kentucky Derby winners. They're not all Triple Crown winners. Right. They just started with a Triple Crown winner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This horse is the second biggest long shot to have won the Kentucky Derby after Dunrail in 1913 at 91-1 odds.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to Google every one of these because I do not know.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way I'm getting this.
Okay, are we going back to Google?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go
back to Google. All right, let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
I am prepared.
Okay, I'm ready.
And go.
Enter. Got it.
Rich Strike?
Yep.
Okay.
Was this the one?
No.
This was not the one where they
Go off at 80-1. That's what it said. That what it do say.
So let's do number three.
Okay.
All right.
This one's the 2023 Kentucky Derby winner.
That's like this year.
That was last year. Literally a year ago.
Is that the one where the guy got disqualified?
No.
Tim, I swear to God.
It's not.
I just remember that it happened, man. Years are hard. That shit, somebody's going to look at me and be like, that was 1982, you dumb shit. And I'll be like, I don't know, it seems like it was yesterday. I heard about it one time.
It just wasn't last year, it was a few years ago. I don't even know what happened last year, like in the world.
You know what, I was about to make fun of you, but it turns out I don't either. Like, yeah, I have no idea.
Like, I don't remember any of the events of last year.
No.
Did anything happen last year?
I don't think so.
What is the scale we're talking about?
Or like, honestly, at this point, it doesn't even matter. Like, I couldn't tell you a big thing or a little thing that happened last year.
I mean, like, 2019 happened, 2020 happened, and we're still like in the last quarter of 2020, right?
Yeah, I think.
Fiscally, I feel like no.
I live my life one fiscal quarter at a time.
You know what you did do last year? You did see me Roman ride.
That's true. That was last year.
That's true.
That did happen in calendar year 2023.
And Alex did joust a ring on pickles.
Mm-hmm. Of all the things that they claim that I was there for, that's the one that I regret not being for, being there for the most.
Yeah. I do try to convince Jen a lot that she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't.
She's like, you remember the dancing horses? And I'm like, I don't. Yeah. I was not there.
So sad.
Yeah.
Because my main pony is retired from performing, so we will not be back.
You know what else happened in calendar year 2023?
What?
Wait, hold on. Did you just say you're not coming back? I thought I was going to get to do this again. Am I not going to get to do this again?
Oh, well, my main horse that I perform with doesn't travel for performances anymore. He's an old man.
Oh, no.
I mean, you could go to Dancing Horses at any time, though.
I don't see the point.
I don't want to go if you're not there.
If I don't get to sit there and be like, good Veronica, then I don't see the point to do it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who won the 2023 Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
I'm going to have to Google that one, too.
All right. If you're ready, then go.
Mage?
Whoa, who said it first? What happened here?
There was a horse. I don't know who the other person that said it was, but it was probably that person that got it first. But there was a horse named Two Phils, and now I'm convinced that there are two Phils inside of each of us.
Mm. Yep.
One, two Phils that are inside you. I said no. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Is Two Phils, would that be Philip Phillips? That guy who won American Idol?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would have to be.
I forgot that Kelly Clarkson had won American Idol.
But, like, how, though?
Because
by singing.
I just...
Really good.
That was...
Now you know why the first time that we met Veronica, I was like, yes, this one.
Hey, have you guys seen the video of Kelly Clarkson singing with Alanis Morissette?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Show? It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hang on, I gotta go to Google, but for later.
Yeah, is this...
Seeing.
Is this an actual thing or is this a bit? Are we doing
no,
a
it's
bit?
Legitimately a thing.
Okay.
And you can tell that Kelly Clarkson's like so fucking excited, like that's a childhood dream or something. All right. Are you guys ready for horse number four?
Yes.
Am I ready for horse number four?
Yeah. Because it was Mage. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. As you could probably tell, this is a champion American Thoroughbred racehorse who won the 2020 Kentucky Derby and the Breeders' Cup Classic, where he set a new Keeneland track record.
Kelly Clarkson.
Famous Thoroughbred racing horse, Kelly Clarkson.
I'm glad you said that, because the only thing I could think of after Two Phils was one cup, and I was like, that's not
how
the,
dare you.
That's not the look.
This horse has won many cups.
How many cups has this horse won?
I don't know, man. A bunch.
So many.
A multitude of cups.
I like how that was Jenna's defense for the Two Phils one cup. Like train of thought that we were gonna head down. She was like, nope, a lot of cups. There's so many cups. Just a bunch of cups.
Two Phils and a multitude of cups.
This video is gonna take the internet by storm.
how are we feeling about this horse?
Not great.
No,
yeah, I'm gonna have to Google that.
All right. So can I tell you my favorite part about this horse? This horse was sired by Into Mischief, who also sired my favorite horse from 2020, Kofifi.
Yeah, I'm going to have to Google it.
And go.
Authentic.
Yeah, Tim. Are you guys ready for horse number five, the final horse?
No.
It is 2-2 right now, ? Horse number five is a retired American Thoroughbred racehorse, but you didn't see that coming, who was awarded first place in the 2021 Kentucky Derby. Tim, after the disqualification of the original winner, Medina Spirit.
I do think I know this one.
It was okay. Mechanic or something.
No, Medina Spirit was one she said, but he's like, that's not it. I mean, was the disqualified.
Okay.
One, or the other one.
He's not so far.
I don't know. I remember this happening, though. This one I do remember.
Then say it, coward.
Yeah, what was
it?
It was you won't.
Country house or country manor was the one that got
disqualified.
It was disqualified.
Country house. Yeah. Yes. No, that's not the one that got disqualified. Medina Spirit.
Oh, Medina Spirit got. Just was it country it. House that won?
Just country house won a different year.
Oh, country house won a different year. So I'm just running horses together now.
Mm-hmm. He followed this win with both the Pegasus Stakes and Haskell Stakes, and also won the 2021 Risen Star Stakes and the 2022 Louisiana Stakes.
What is he going to do with all these steaks? Horses don't eat steaks.
Maybe he'll share them.
Unless
they need protein.
Vampire horse.
Oh. Murphy's Oil. Lorenzo's Oil.
Advanced auto parts.
All right, Tim, this clue is for you then. This horse is named for a type of window from traditional Lebanese architecture and not fucking gas or oil.
Windows 365.
Windows NT?
Windows Vista the horse. Oh no, it's dead.
Stained glass.
I hate it because as soon as you said that, I was like, that's such a good guess. I'm so jealous of that guess.
I think my problem is like when I say I want more clues. Like, what I want are the ones when you're like, it's a color and a name, and then we can just guess.
Shortened form of a feminine name and a bird?
Oh, okay. Maybe that could get us there, though.
Ms. Cardinal.
She Eagle.
Cheagle.
Cheagle.
That's the Lord of the Rings horse.
Lady Pigeon.
Now Lady Pigeon is the best. I'm sorry. Sheagle's back out.
This is Penguin.
Okay. So this is a name, and it's an A name, but if you took the A off.
Lex. Luther.
That is not a bird.
What family of birds? Like, are we in passerines? Are we in, like, waterfowl? What are we looking at?
Waterfowl.
Okay.
Nuduk.
Scop. Nuduk.
Nuduk. This is my Kentucky Derby winning horse, Nuduk.
That's what Jenna's going to say to us when we finally get it. She's going to be like, Nuduk.
Nuduk.
Dang.
Oh, God.
It's crane, right? Is a crane a waterfowl? Does that count?
No, and...
Not really.
Okay, is aquatic birds...
Oh, it's queen emperor penguin.
Mandaloon?
What?
Mandaloon?
The Mandaloon.
Mandaloon. Yeah, Mandaloon? You said it? Yes,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah. Veronica, awesome. Thank you for coming and talking about Saddle Club and then hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was quite delightful, I must say.
If people want to find you, how would they go about doing so?
Well, they could go to Facebook or social media or my website that's currently under construction, but it'll be back soon. If they can look up Horsemanship Unlocked, yep, that'll pop up. That'll give them all the things, TikTok, Instagram. Well, my link for Facebook, like if I have to type the link, it's Veronica Painter Equestrian, but the page is Horsemanship Unlocked. So if you look that, yeah, that was A very roundabout way to give you
a... Horsemanship unlocked. I got it.
Yep. And we're doing summer camp here in Minnesota at Flying Colors Trapeze.
Awesome.
For kids, teens, and adults. And the adults do everything that the kids do, including put a whole show together, and they do the choreography I make them do. It's great.
I would love to see this.
Hell yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Adult Camp 2024!
You know who the ultimate horses are for the Ultimate Horse Girls?
No.
It's the horses in our barn.
Mm.
Oh. I guess you want me to say those now, huh?
Yes.
I understand. Well, let's start off with our own, which was Moose Jaw McGraw, Big Thick Martingale, and Beta Ray Philly. But those are our horses. Those are always in the barn. But the horses that are sometimes, potentially, maybe not in the barn, I don't really know. Halava SpaghettiOs from Nate. Iron Meriden from Philip D. Keating, who is Stevie Lake's boyfriend in real life and also in the show that we just watched, I'm pretty sure. And Dale Donuts III from Steve, who I've never doxed in my life. He is anonymous. Dimebag from Matt Elman, who I've met one time. Marital Combat from Metastrophe, who I can't not say that name, Metal. Glue Factory from Bean. Pony Hawk from Olivia, which is my favorite one. And Ronnie from Scott. And this brings our podcast to an end, similarly to the way that Veronica ended Cobalt in this show that we just watched.
Too soon?
That's right.
I know.
Yeah, you Veronica.
That's what I thought.
You
I
was like, specifically ended Cobalt.
I was like, who did Veronica end?
The horse Cobalt. Just now. And now we will end this show in honor of Veronica ending Cobalt. Thank you for listening to Horse Girls. If you want to know when new episodes are posted or share your observations of this positively academic podcast, follow us on Facebook at Horse Girls Podcast, Twitter and Instagram at Horse Girls Cast. If you want to buy some radical shirts and things, visit DuckDuckJenna.com, America's most beloved search engine to search for one thing, and that's Horse Girls merch. Want to take our relationship to the next level? You know you do. You can become a part of our Patreon at horsegirls.club or better, singlethoughtconnection.com, THOT. We offer you plenty of things like content, but more importantly, horses in the barn. If you want to find us on other podcasts, you can. We have 8 million, like Dungeons and Drakenbeams, Late Starters, Dragon Knight Adventure Friends with an N, not a K, Knight as in dark, not as in fight a dragon. And if you like Animorphs, check out Animorphs Anonymous. Surprise, we also do Surprise Deck Book Club. If you are betwitched by Jenna, check out Jenna's Twitch at twitch.tv/JennaShill with one singular L. And if you put the second L anywhere except Google, I will come for you in the night. I will challenge you to a jump off, and one of us will die. It could be either of us, but one of us will be ended. So just keep it to one singular L on that Jenna Chill link, please. Twitch.tv/JennaChill. And if you, like me, can't get enough of Tim's beautiful Appalachian voice, he has voice acted on such podcasts as The Way We Haunt Now. And if you think our episode art is hella cute, that's because it is. It was created by Casey D, who writes and illustrates a webcomic called Beside You, which you can read for free at BesideYouComic.com. May the nuts ever stick to your roof.
Hey, the first episode of season 3 dropped.
Of The Way We Haunt Now?
Yeah.
Woo.
Nice.
Yep.
Appalachian voice. I got stuck there, you guys. I think that's so great.